Hello, I'm Giselle Gamby, host of the Intuitive Pool podcast and business and life coach. My coaching business has consistently brought in $500,000 in revenue for the past 10 years, not from any external strategy, but from being the intuitive entrepreneur. Having worked strategy first, as most people do with little results, I know that authenticity is profitable, and the deeper you go, the greater your wealth always. And so this podcast is here for you if you desire more, deserve more, and are called into more in relation to your wellness and purpose, business and career, finances, relationships, and health. If you're stuck, feel like you've lost your mojo, and equally if you're doing really well, but you know that you and your life could be so much bigger, so much more purposeful, and so much more impactful. Join myself and my guests as we explore 2024's theme, Untapped Abundance. I love creating ripples, and so here's to creating even more ripples this year for this wonderful Intuitive Pool community. Hello, dear Intuitive Pool community. Here I am again. Once more, I was not expecting to record this episode. This episode was inspired by an energy that moved through me when I meditated this morning. This morning, I was moved to write once again, and I was moved to write to the subject of the different seasons of our leadership. I wasn't planning on writing. I was planning on following other, in inverted commas, priorities. But as I speak to in the article, I moved with what was here. And what resulted was an article that I didn't expect to write and another podcast that I did not expect to record. So this episode is entitled, What Season of Leadership Are You In? And I want to let you know that knowing what season of leadership you are in will make all the difference. So in leadership, we are fed by different seasons, just like the cycles of nature. And when we're present to the season we are in, it's a good thing because we can consciously and deliberately work with its particular life force. And what that does is that it grows our leadership and its impact naturally and organically. When we're doing the opposite, when we're not conscious of the particular life force that is nourishing us, when we're not present to the energy that is moving us and growing us, our leadership can instead have the energy of what we don't want, which is resistance, push, pull, stress, anxiety and worry, overwhelm and boredom. And I was actually speaking to someone yesterday, to a beautiful daughter of a client who was saying, I'm worried about my mum. And the reason why she was worried about her mum was not only to do with her own belief systems, but it was to do with an inability to see what season her mum is in her leadership. And as I explained to her, I am not worried at all. I am celebrating her. So I was really inspired to write this morning because I am moved by the particular season that I'm in. And as I was presencing the particular season that I'm in, I felt like defining all the seasons so that you can identify the season that's growing you. So let's begin. So as I speak out these seasons, really feel where you sit. Have a moment of observation and reflection as to what season has been working you and whether you have been conscious to the energy of that season or whether you have been working against the energy of that season or perhaps a mixture of both. And really my intention here is that as I speak to it, to the seasons, and you identify where you are at, that you'll really be able to surrender into it and that you'll have some really awesome results no matter what that season is for you, because results come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. So let's begin with this season. So some seasons we are asked to take a step back and go quiet. Can you recognize when you've been in that season? Perhaps you're in that season now. Your focus goes inward. It doesn't mean that you're not out there working and having a family and running a business or running a team. But there's definite presence to an inward focus. And it's because this season is one of reflection, one of observation and awareness, one of gratitude, of really being grateful for what has occurred, and also one of shedding. In the Sacred Leaders retreat that we had in Tasmania last week, I recorded a meditation, and part of that meditation said, and as we look over our shoulder behind us, we see a version of us walking away, a version of us that once loved us and served us, but now constrains and contains us. And that version of now is complete. And so in this season of going inward and reflecting and observing and being grateful, we also have the ability and the invitation, I should say, to shed what is no longer required. Sometimes in this period, actually not sometimes, always in this period, we become aware of blind spots that we weren't aware of. We become aware of thresholds that we'd placed on ourselves. And when we become aware of blind spots and thresholds, there is a version of ourselves that we're getting ready to say goodbye to. So in this season of quiet, of reflection, action towards the new is not required at all, because vision is not seated in this season. In fact, this season is not about vision, but it's rather a time where we breathe out, where we exhale, and we appreciate the fruits of our earlier labor. We appreciate who we have been already. We appreciate what has already resulted. So this is a time of rest and reflection. It's a time of letting go of the old to make space for the impending new, just like the seasons of autumn and winter. These are the seasons of autumn and winter. Following these seasons of rest and appreciation and letting go comes a season of renewal. Just like spring brings new life, and we start to see shoots that have been forming below ground, and they start to show themselves. The air is clean and fresh, and we breathe in possibility, because our intuition is sprouting new ideas, it's sprouting inspiration, it's sprouting vision. It's starting to appear from below the surface, from what had previously been unseen in autumn and winter. And so in the time of spring, this is a time of germination. This is a time of laying down foundations. This is a time of new beginnings and nurturing and being patient with the potential that lies here. Nurturing and being patient and loving and preparing ourselves. This is a time of preparation for future growth and fruition. So I really want to emphasize here that it is a time of patience. It's a time of nurturing. It's a time of allowing. It's a time of receiving. This is the season of spring. So following this season of spring of new possibility is what I've been terming recently at the Sacred Leaders event in Tasmania. It's a season of rebirth. It's a time where the sun shines brightly, where the ideas and the inspiration and the vision that was seeded in spring, where they're brought to the world in full light for all to see. It's a time where we go forth and create. It's a time of coming out and showing ourselves. It's a time where we allow our voice to be heard far and wide. And if you've listened to some previous episodes, I shared that perhaps a month ago, I was present to a really sore throat. And I thought that my throat was closed and I had this story that I was telling myself that I was shy. And then I realized actually my throat was not closed and nor was it being shy. It was pulsating because it wants to become a loudspeaker. And so in this time of summer, our voice becomes a loudspeaker. In this time of summer, this is a time of momentum, abundance. It's a time of vitality. We feel good. We feel happiness. It's a time of connection and collaboration. And it's a time where many ripples of impact that were germinated in the season of spring come and appear and be observed and appreciated and celebrated. So I'm going to call this season of summer, I'm going to call this particular season a season of abundant creation. And it's this particular season that I wish to focus on in this episode. How do you know that you're in the season of abundant creation? Well, firstly, you're going to notice whether it happened through force or through choice. You're going to notice that you have rested, that you have reflected and you've shed through the autumn and winter seasons. Now, the reason why I said you'll become aware whether you have rested and reflected through force or choice is because sometimes we are forced to rest and to reflect. Sometimes that force comes through our business not being as abundant as it once was. Sometimes it comes through drama that has hijacked the abundance. Sometimes it comes through external events that seem to be out of our control. Sometimes it comes through unwellness. And what I would say is that now that I'm speaking to these seasons of leadership, that because maybe this is the first time you've ever thought about this, maybe it's not. But what I do invite is that I invite through the recognition of which season you are in, that you're not forced to be there, that instead you choose to be there. So back to how do you know that you're in the season of abundant creation? Well, again, whether it was through force or whether it was through choice, you know you've rested and reflected and you've shed. You know that you've exhaled. You know that you've been grateful. You know that you have appreciated the fruits of your previous labor. And then you've breathed in new possibility that came with spring. A lightness started to appear. New vision, new inspiration and ideas started to play with you. And then you know you are ready. So whether you are on the doorstep or right in amongst this season of abundant creation, you'll know that you're here because you will feel it in your stomach, in your power center. I feel it very much in me at the moment. It feels strong. It feels solid. It feels grounded. It feels rooted. So you feel it in your stomach. You also feel it in your heart. It's like your heart feels really moved by what your intuition has been showing you. And there's this sense of inevitability that what your intuition has shown you has no choice but to be here, to be earthed. And if you're especially present to your body's responses, and so this is what I've been feeling, you may also feel it in your third eye, right? The space between your eyebrows. And you may also feel it on your crown, on the top of your head. So if you do feel it here, what you will also feel when you are presencing those bodily sensations is that you'll feel you know, whether you use these words or not, but you'll feel a sense of connection to the quantum field of all possibility. And you'll feel an urge to transform the formless into form. And you'll feel the organizing intelligence of the universe. And it's like you've got this knowing that the universe has got your back. How else do you know that you're in the season of abundant creation? Well, secondly, life will give you evidence. So, you know, those serendipitous conversations and opportunities that happen that, you know, you had no expectation of, and they come out of the blue and it's just so delightful when they happen. Well, that is going to happen. You'll also know that you're in the season you'll also know that you're in the season of abundant creation when, and this happens to me quite often, and I do this consciously, is I speak my vision out with others. And the reason why I do that is because I want to hear the resonance in me. And I can feel and I can hear the resonance with me to start with. And then, of course, not only does that resonance flow through me, but it also flows into others. And so the response that you get from others is one where they get it and they feel drawn in and they feel impacted and inspired by what you're saying. So that's a really good practice. I really encourage that. Often I do that with writing, with my coach and my team. And it's a really awesome practice. In fact, when it is resonant and there's feedback of that resonance from your coach or your peers, it actually illuminates the vision even brighter. I walk away with even more clarity. So I highly recommend that one. How else do you know that you're in the season of abundant creation? Well, results of all kinds show up thick, thin, and fast. And I just want to say here that when I talk about results, I want to say to you to be mindful that results come in many forms and not just the obvious ones. And mastery here is when you can appreciate the results and the wins that come in different packages, and especially the ones that you weren't expecting and perhaps the ones that you judge negatively. Because the more that you can appreciate those results, which you must look through the eyes of love to see it as a win, the greater the quality of result you'll receive. As I said, this is a point of mastery. So what does this season of abundant creation require from you? This is a really good conversation. Well, this is an obvious one. It asks you to say 100% yes. It asks you to be all in. It asks you to seize it, to claim it, to execute it. Quite divine masculine energy here. And it asks you to be super present and to go where the energy wants to move you. And the fact that I'm recording this episode is an example of that, because as I shared with you, I didn't have any expectation to write and to record this episode today. I actually had other priorities planned around the new Sacred Leaders program starting on the 1st of May. I have several people that I can feel intuitively that have to be there. My plan, in inverted commas, was to reach out to them, yet this happened. And so I trust that because this turned up in my meditation, that it's like I'm following the yellow brick road of my intuition. And speaking to that point, right, so when we're super present to where the energy wants to move us, and it moves us differently to how we had originally planned or expected to move, what we're doing is we're following the yellow brick road of our intuition. Does it mean that it's not connected to the initial intention that we had when we were planning on taking a different course of action? It's completely connected, and perhaps even more connected, because when we move with our intuition and we follow the yellow brick road, we're surrendering to an even greater intelligence than our rational mind that said, this makes sense to do this today. So it's a highly intuitive process. What else does this season of abundant creation require from you? It asks you to stand tall, unconditionally, and taller than you have so far, because the people who this vision is for have asked you to do so, so they can too. I recorded the previous episode around standing tall, and of course, as I declare that and as I choose that for myself, I'm given opportunities to embody that. When this season of abundant creation asks you to stand tall, it doesn't ask you to stand tall 90%. It asks you to stand tall unconditionally. And that's a really that's a really important point. This season of abundant creation also requires, and it's very connected to what I have just spoken about around standing tall, it asks you to be in your unapologetic and uncompromising leadership. I know this state of being. It is a very creative state of being. It's a very powerful state of being. And it's one that is absolutely necessary to be embodied as a way of being in this season of abundant creation. It also asks you to go forth and create, and I love these words, to create with gusto. I love that word, with connection and immediacy. And no surprise here. So it can grow in abundance what it seeks to bring to the world, this season of abundant creation. It asks you to surrender and surrender and to continue surrendering, because this season of abundant creation wants to bring you more and beyond what you even consciously know now, always. So what gets in the way and stumps this season of abundant creation? Non-commitment, distraction, and negotiation. In other words, drama. You may remember last year I recorded episodes to the point of the premise that we are either creating abundance in all the things that matter to us, or we're creating drama and that there is no grey area. Do you remember those episodes to that point? Well, here, this is where we integrate that. So what gets in the way and stumps this season of abundant creation when we do not, with rigor and discipline, focus on creating abundance in all the things that matter to us, and we slide into and slip into drama? Now, what are the underlying causes of this drama? No surprise, the first one is undeservedness. What's the solution? Again, I'm speaking to points that I made last year. Be fiercely fucking deserving. What else gets in the way and stumps this season of abundant creation? Doubt and distrust. What's the solution? This vision appeared before your eyes because it wants you to be its custodian. And if you don't claim it, somebody else will. And there's another solution that I want to give you. When doubt and distrust arrive, I also want you to consider this, that what it's asking you to do is it's asking you to go deeper with a vision so that you can own it with even more gusto. It wants you to make love to your vision so that you can own it and cherish it and treasure it and go forth and create it. So there's a flip around what to do when doubt and distrust arrive, because they will. What else is an underlying cause of drama? I know this one. Shyness, embarrassment, and apology. So what's the solution? Well, again, I just said I know this one, and the solution is what I have learned to implement. So, you know, sometimes it does feel audacious to bring new vision to the world, and sometimes it feels audacious in the way we bring the new vision to the world, because if we're coming from our sacred leadership, if we're coming from intuition, we are doing it a different way to, you know, the mass way it's done. And so sometimes there is a shyness around that. I've felt that myself. Sometimes there's a little embarrassment and an apology and a bit of a, well, who am I to do this thing? So if it comes, this is what I have done, and it has certainly given me freedom. Name your humanity to others. Say, I feel really shy. I feel really embarrassed. And, you know, like, you know, who am I to do this thing? And even say, you know, it feels really audacious of me to blah, 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 with love and kindness. And I promise you that when you name your humanity in that way, it's like a permission slip. It certainly was for me. It greased the conversation, oiled it up, and allowed me to say what I was moved to say. And the final underlying cause of drama that can stump this season of abundant creation: blame and toxicity. So what's the solution? Again, there's mastery here. So the solution is the humility to take 100% personal responsibility for your current reality and to see through the eyes of love what is actually here that is entirely connected to bringing the abundance of this vision into life. So as I said before, results come in all shapes and sizes. Wins come in all shapes and sizes. Not just the results and the wins that are obvious, not just the results and the wins that our human self believes we need and attaches to. When we're talking about this level of mastery, we're talking about the ability to see through the eyes of love what is actually here that is entirely connected to bringing the abundance of this vision into life. And the reason why things have perhaps not gone the way that you thought they were supposed to go is because, just like I talked about doubt and distrust, not being wrong, but actually moving you to make love to your vision, to own it even with more appreciation. When things are not going the way that you thought you wanted them to go or that you expected them to go, when you have the humility to take 100% personal responsibility for your current reality and you see through the eyes of love, you'll see what is here, and you'll see that what is here because it wants you to bring and embrace this season of abundant creation. Here we go, with more authenticity and wholeness than what you have up until now. It is always pointing. It's like the street sign is always saying, go here, see through the eyes of love, because when you see through the eyes of love, you're going to see that what is being asked of you, what is presenting to you, what is being gifted to you, is the ability to be even more authentic, to be even more whole, to be even more of who you are, to be in even more of your divine perfection, to be in even more of your unique expression. It's always pointing to authenticity, more authenticity and wholeness. So I really hope that you enjoyed this episode and that you are able to identify what season of leadership you're in. so that you can really maximize whatever season you are in to go deeper into your leadership. And speaking of leadership, I want to remind you that we are starting the new round of the Sacred Leaders program on the 1st of May. The first round I started in May last year, and we're almost at the end of the 9-month mark. And that program was a live program. It was an in-person program. But I want to make this program more accessible. So I'm making the next round of the Sacred Leaders program an online program that you can choose to enjoy group only, or you can also give yourself one-on-one work. In this new Sacred Leaders group program, and plus one-on-one if that's what you wish, I want to tell you that what I am owning is the abundance of teachers that will be part of this new Sacred Leaders program. It is an abundance of wisdom, an abundance of leadership, an abundance of different versions of the light here to support you, here to have you enter into your new era of sacred leadership, here to mission you up, here to support you being in your finest hour, and here to hold you to standing taller than you ever have to date. So this Sacred Leaders program is not for newbies. This Sacred Leaders program is for people who have spiritual maturity, emotional maturity, and professional maturity, and who know that they are, and who know that it's time to dive even deeper into the gifts that they already are, who know that it's time to give themselves support once again, to commune in a divine ecosystem, perhaps for the first time, perhaps once again, who are here to squeeze every drop out of life over the next 9 months, who are here to really give themselves this time of rebirth. And what I would say is, in the context of this particular episode around the different seasons that we're in, we meet and enter and are enriched from all of the seasons that I've just spoken about. And so there is a time of quiet. There is a time of rest. There is a time of shedding. There's a time of appreciating what has already been. There's a time for autumn and winter. And then there is a time of renewal, just like spring, when spring brings new life and shoots start to form that were unseen below the ground. There's a time where the air becomes clean and fresh and we start to breathe in possibility born from our intuition that sprouts new ideas and inspiration and vision. There's a time for the germination of that. There's a time for patience and love and preparation for our future growth and for our future fruition. And then, and this is where the current sacred leaders are at, there's a time of summer where it's a season of rebirth, where the sun shines brightly, where we are going forth and creating and coming out and showing ourselves and allowing our voice to be heard far and wide. A time where it's about momentum, about vitality, about collaboration and connection, about happiness, about abundance. Really, if I was to summarize where the Sacred Leaders program arrives at, it arrives at the point of this episode, the season that I wished to speak to on this episode. It arrives us all into the season of abundant creation. Go to the show notes. You can register directly from the website, which is very exciting. If you feel that I had already connected in with you. Do you remember I said that my plan was for today to connect with the people that I can really feel to be part of this program? If you know that I was feeling you, please register or message me. This is what I did with the current round of Sacred Leaders. I knew who had to be there and I was spot on. So if you feel that connection and you know that my intuition had spotted you, I invite you to go with the energy that's in your body right now, or at least go into an inquiry for yourself with the intention that the energy moves you into a place of saying 100% yes. Thank you for listening. Ciao, ciao. Hey guys, if you love this podcast, I have two requests. Number one, sign up to the newsletter, which you can find in the show notes. Sharing is one of my superpowers, and there is only so much that I can share through the medium of podcasting. And I have very big plans this year to be radically generous to you. So sign up to that newsletter where you'll be able to receive a whole lot more that I trust will be super valuable to you. And number two, I'm a massive referrer of the people I love to the people I love. Please share this episode or podcast with the people you love, and let's create some more breathtaking ripples of impact.